Now, Granny, then, I believe that's Irene.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, now that Lum and Abner have got their store back in order and everything running smoothly, they have decided they need a change of some kind, something that will give them a new lease on life. And so Lum has promised Abner that they'll close up the store for a few days and take a short trip. As you look in our little community today, we find the old fellows in their shot-em-down store and library, trying to decide where to go. Listen.
Hey, Dogie's Mom, here's something that might help us figure out where to go for our vacation, you know what?
Yeah, what's that then?
Why, it's a handbill telling about a traveling agency I found it stuck in the door this morning when I opened up.
Traveling agency, huh?
Yeah, the Midwest Economy Travel Agency. Let us plan your vacation. Ride in our modern streamlined bus. One price covers everything.
Granny, that sounds pretty good, don't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we ought to write to them, Abner. Did you give them the address there?
No, I never paid no attention. Here it is. Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Well, for the land sake, Mom, that's right here in town.
Well, I've never heard of it before.
Me neither. That's what it says. Oh, look there. Pine Ridge, Arkansas. One door south of Dick Huddleston's store.
Oh, fine, to goodness. One door south, huh?
What it says?
Well, there ain't nothing there except that little two-before place where Earl Pomeroy used to sell magazines, knickknacks.
Yeah, well, that place is all run down, old Lum. That roof might not fall in on that thing.
I know it is.
Dog is maybe they build a new place there.
Well, how could they do that? We would have saw them doing that.
Yeah, sure, they would, huh? Well, maybe they just moved in there temporary just so they can build a new big building of some kind.
Could be. Might be, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe I'll run across the street and see them. Might get a good idea from them for a vacation trip.
Why, sure.
I hope they're open for business.
Well, they ought to be. They got these handbills passed out.
Yeah, well, I'll run over and see. I won't be gone long.
Yeah, well, hurry back now. I'm anxious to get started on our vacation all along.
Yeah, I will. Well, howdy, Miss Barton. Howdy, Grandpap.
Well, howdy, Lum. How about you going?
Oh, just across the street here. Morning, Miss Larry.
Well, good morning, Lum.
Oh, howdy, Dick. I understand you got a new neighbor.
New neighbor?
Yeah, some travel bureau or something.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I noticed the sign this morning, Lum. Haven't had a chance to get acquainted with him yet, though.
Well, I'm going in to see him now. Me and Abner sort of planning on going away summers for a couple of 3 days.
You are?
Yeah, we figure we need the rest.
Well, change never hurts anyone, Lum. When are you going?
Well, we ain't decided yet. I'll let you know, though, Dick.
Yeah, do that, Lum. I hope you pick out a nice trip of some kind.
Yeah, well, I'll see you later. Howdy, Miss Abernathy. Howdy, Squire.
Well, good morning, Lum. Good morning. Wonderful morning.
Yeah.
Well, howdy, Dick.
Oh, hello, Squire.
Just wondered if that might
stand
a
mail
for me.
Yes,
I'll
be.
Well, howdy, Mousie.
Oh, well, hello, Lum. Come on in.
Are you figuring on taking that trip, too?
I know, sir.
Well, what are you doing here at the Travel Bureau, then?
Well, you see, I work here, Lum.
You do? Yeah. Well, good for you, Mousie. Whereabouts is the manager? I'd like to speak with him.
Well, you're speaking to him right now, Lum.
Huh?
I'm the manager.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Well, then let me talk to the owner.
Well, I'm that, too.
Well, I do know.
Yes, see, we just opened up this morning, Lum, and already this office seems just like a mother to me.
Well, that don't surprise me none.
Oh, I just love the rugged life of a travel agency man.
Well, tell me, Mousie, do you actually have these trips all planned out in a streamlined bus and all that stuff?
Oh, yes, sir. See, all you do, Lum, is just pay one price, and that includes your meals and lodging and everything. Right here, yes, sir.
Well, hey. That's actual, so that sounds pretty good. What about these trips you're taking, fella?
Oh, we've got them going everywhere, Lum. all over the country. Let me run through our files here and make some suggestions to you.
Yeah, run through your files there. I'm curious to know where all you go.
Yes, sir. Well, now, here's one. You could take trip 16B, or 21K, 54X, 81M, 49L.
Well, I can tell them numbers
there. Well, that's the numbers of the different trips, Mom. That shows where all they go. 73W, 62F, 37J.
Well, where do some of them go to?
Oh, well, California and Florida, rockbound coast of Maine, the pine-covered hills of Oregon, everywhere, Mom.
Well, let's see. Granny, this is fun. I believe we'll take 73W. That sounds like a gooder.
Did you say 73W?
Yeah, where does that one go to?
Well, we recommend 16B, Lom.
Well, I don't think I'd want that one. It don't sound so good. I want that 73W.
Well, you'll find that 16B is awful delightful, Lom.
Well, I don't care. I want that 73W or none at all.
Well, all right, but it'll sound an awful lot like 16B.
Sound a lot like it.
I'm afraid it will. Let's see now. I'll read you the folder on it, Mom.
All right, let's hear that.
Midwest Economy Travel Tour number 16B. Price $6.95. Now, isn't that reasonable, Mom?
Yeah, but just a minute. I told you I didn't want 16B.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to take that, though, Mom. See, it's our best one. Well, in fact, it's the only one we've got planned out so far.
Oh, I see. I ought to have figured something like that.
Yes, sir.
Well, whereabouts does this one take us at 16B?
Oh, clear to Cherry Hill and back.
Cherry Hill?
Yes, sir.
Granny, if we want to go somewhere further than that on our vacation.
Well, it'll seem farther when you travel with us, Mom.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. But we don't want that trip.
Well, you'll find it's very delightful. Just listen to the folder here on it, Mom. The Midwest Economy Streamliner bus leaves picturesque Pine Ridge at 6:30 a.m. We recommend all passengers be here not later than 6:15, attired in suitable traveling clothes, including overcoat.
Overcoat? This time of the year?
Yes, sir. You see, well, the bus is sort of an open bus, I guess you'd call it, Mom.
Open?
Yes, more fresh air that way. It's much healthier. You get the sunshine, you know, and the fresh air.
Well, I think I've heard enough now. See, I better get back to the store.
Well, wait now. Wait just a minute, Lum. If you want to hear all of this, we also recommend that all passengers pack a light lunch.
Light lunch?
Yes, sir.
I thought you said that one price included meals, too.
Well, it does, Lum, but, well, confidentially, Lum, I want to tell you the truth about this. Gussie isn't a very good cook, and I'd pack my own lunch if I were you.
Oh, I see. Your woman fixes the meals, huh?
Yes, sir. Gussie plans
to. That's all I need to know. Well, I'll drop in and see you some other time.
Well, wait just a minute, though, Lum. I'm just getting down to the good part now.
Well, anything can sound good now. Go ahead.
Let's see. Where was I here? Oh, yes. We leave picturesque Pine Ridge at 6:30 a.m. and spin down the beautiful highway. The rosy-fingered morning sun filtering through the verdant green leaves makes
that's
it
a different way than I've ever went to Cherry Hill. I'll say that.
Yes, sir. At 6:45, our jolly band halts for a brief sightseeing trip around picturesque Red Rock Quarry.
Red Rock Quarry?
Yes, you know where that is, don't you?
Oh, sure I do. I don't want to stop and look at that thing. Huh? Nothing but a hole in the ground. Besides, I've saw it 1,000 or 100 times.
Well, it isn't particularly interesting, I don't guess, Lum, but this stop is also more or less of a precautionary measure, too.
It's a what?
Well, see, it gives the bus driver a chance to look over the tires. You see, our tires aren't very good, Lum.
Say,
no. No, sir, but we've got two spares. There's nothing to worry about. Well, let's see. I'll continue here. So our jolly band spins on down the highway, and at 7:10, we pause briefly at picturesque old Max Filling Station.
Filling Station?
Yes.
Or are we out of gas already?
Well, no, sir. This is just another precautionary stop, Lum. Well, it gives the driver a chance to put air in the tires that have the slow leaks in them.
Yeah, that sounds like an awfully enjoyable vacation.
Yes, sir. Our gay party speeds on down the broad highway, pausing briefly at 7:30 to view the picturesque silo on Ned Lubbock's farm.
Another cautionary measure, huh?
Yes, sir. At 8:15 a.m., our holiday band halts at delightful historic Elderberry Grove for a happy picnic lunch.
Lunch at 8:15 in the morning?
Well, you might as well be doing something while our driver changes tires, Lum.
Well, how do you know he's going to have a flat tire right there?
Why, he's bound to, Lum. See, we tested all this out, Lum, and, well, we had a blowout there during the test.
Oh.
This is no fly-by-night scheme, Lum. It's all scientifically planned.
Yeah, I can see that.
At 9:15, we resume our carefree journey, singing many old favorites as we spin down the beautiful highway toward...
Wait a minute, Mel. No use reading any more of that travel, fool, because we ain't going to take that trip 16B. I can tell you that right now.
Well, Lum, you'll enjoy as many breathtaking sights.
Yeah, I've already saw most of them.
You'll toss cares to the wind and meet interesting new people, Lum.
We will, huh?
Yes, sir. Well, we need the money off of that, too, Lum.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know. In that case, we might consider it, maybe.
Oh, will you, really?
But just for one day, though. We don't want this to ruin our whole vacation.
Oh, gee, that's wonderful, Lum. We'll give you a special rate. You're our first customer.
No, don't do that. As long as you need the money, why, you better charge us full price.
Well, we'll be glad to make you a special rate, Lum. We want you to advertise.
Oh, wonderful world. Oh, hello, Mr. Lum. What are you doing here?
Why, he's just signed up for trip 16B, Cedric. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yes, Mom. Can I see you alone for a minute, Mr. Mousie?
Alone? Why, I guess so. Would you excuse us, Lum?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yes, Cedric. What was it?
Here, I'll whisper it to you, Mr. Mousie.
Lum?
Yeah?
I'm afraid you can't take trips 16B.
I can't.
No, sir.
Why not?
Well, my bus driver just now informed me that he's blown out three more tires on his car.